DeepEnglish.com. International Bromance.
Active Speaking, Part B. Later that week, Matt posts an account of what happened to him on the website of his employer, BuzzFeed, thinking that readers of the website would find it amusing. Does Matt post an account of what happened to him on Facebook? No. He posts an account of what happened to him on BuzzFeed. What was Matt's relationship with BuzzFeed? BuzzFeed was Matt's employer. He worked for BuzzFeed. Little did he know that his short article would start a chain of life-changing events for both him and the mysterious Chinese man in possession of Matt's stolen iPhone. Did Matt know that his short article would start a chain of life-changing events? No, Matt had no idea that his short article would start a chain of life-changing events. Have you ever experienced a life-changing event? You see, his post on BuzzFeed got translated into Chinese by a reader and then shared on Weibo, the Chinese version of Twitter. Was Matt's post translated into Chinese by Weibo? No, actually, his post was translated into Chinese by a reader. What is Weibo? Weibo is the Chinese version of Twitter. It's a social network. Do you have a Weibo account? The story immediately went viral, with 20 million views in the first 24 hours. Within days, Matt was famous in China. What immediately happened to the story? The story immediately went viral. Did it have a million views in the first 24 hours? No, it had 20 million views in the first 24 hours. Was Matt famous now in China? Yes, he was now famous in China. Searches for Matt Stopera hit number one on Weibo, and thousands of Chinese people began searching for the mysterious man with Matt's iPhone. Were searches for Matt popular? Yes, searches for Matt Stopera hit number one on Weibo. What else were people searching for? They were searching for the mysterious man with Matt's iPhone. Matt then created his own Weibo account and within one day had over 50,000 followers. What did Matt create? He created his own Weibo account. And how long did it take him to get over 50,000 followers? It only took him one day to get over 50,000 followers. People wanted Matt to teach them English. Matt posted videos and photos of himself. What did people want Matt to teach them? They wanted Matt to teach them English. What did Matt post on Weibo? Matt posted videos and photos of himself. They nicknamed him Dobie, which is kind of like Mr. Bean in Chinese. What becomes Matt's new nickname in Chinese? His new nickname becomes Dobie. What does it mean? It's kind of like Mr. Bean in Chinese. Within a week, he had over 100,000 followers. Matt had hit the big time in China overnight. He was famous. Within a week, did Matt have over 10,000 followers? Yes, but actually, he had over 100,000 followers. Was Matt now famous in China? Yes, he was now famous. He had hit the big time. It didn't take long for the Chinese netizens to hunt down the mystery man with Matt's iPhone. It turns out he was a 30-year-old restaurant owner from a city called Meizhou in southern China. Who was the mystery man on Matt's stolen iPhone? He was a 30-year-old restaurant owner. And was he from Beijing? No, he was from Meizhou in southern China. They nicknamed him Brother Orange, as brother is a term of respect in Chinese culture, while orange comes from the original selfies he posted. Did the Chinese netizens nickname the man Uncle Apple? No, they nicknamed him Brother Orange. Why did they give him the nickname Brother Orange? Because brother is a term of respect in Chinese culture, while orange comes from the original selfies he posted. They put Matt and Brother Orange in touch with each other, so both men started messaging back and forth on Weibo each day. Did Matt and Brother Orange email each other each day? No, not exactly. They messaged each other on Weibo each day. Brother Orange eventually invited Matt to come visit him in China. Matt accepted. The Chinese internet watched closely. Did Matt invite Brother Orange to come visit him in New York City? No, just the opposite. Brother Orange invited Matt to come visit him in China. Did Matt accept the invitation? Yes, he accepted the invitation from Brother Orange to visit him in China. Some fans actually wanted the two men to fall in love with one another. Could this story possibly get any stranger?